It was too damn dark, and they hadn't turned on the porch light. Aldo lowered the binoculars with profound disappointment. When the two women had come out on the porch, he thought he'd be able to see them clearly, but they'd both only been a shadowy blur. But he knew which one was Jane McGuire. He could feel the exquisite life force, the singing strength, the poetry that was such a part of her. He had not been surprised when he discovered that Jane lived with the same forensic sculptor who had reconstructed Caroline Halliburton. It had just been another sign that the circle was tightening. Even the police car parked down the road had not intimidated him. He could move in these woods as silently as a forest animal, and those policemen standing guard were only an indication that she knew he was near and was filled with fear. As she should be. "I'm on my way," Bartlett said into his phone. "I'm changing planes at Kennedy now. I couldn't get on the direct flight, but I should be at Atlanta in a couple of hours. Unless the police pick me up." "I think you're still safe," Trevor said. "They would have stopped you from entering the country if Quinn had been able to trace your connection with me."
"That's comforting. Where am I supposed to meet you?"
"The lobby of the Best Western Hotel at Lake Lanier. Don't check in. We'll be leaving right away."
"And where are we going?"
"Quinn's lake house. Well, not the house itself. I've been sleeping in the woods for the past 2 nights."
"Why? As I recall, I leased you a nice comfortable lodge north of the city."
"I have to keep close to her. Sooner or later, Aldo will show up there." Trevor paused. "He may be there now, but I haven't run across him yet. Quinn's got a lot of acreage and Aldo is woods savvy."
"So are you, but then I haven't come across anything you're not good at.
It's very depressing. Of course you're not as well versed in the outdoors as you are in a casino. I'll see you at 9 at the hotel if you don't get your ass caught flitting around."